AFA GDW Mobile.
Kilo Echo 8 Fox Ruby Whiskey monitoring.
KFA GDW Mobile.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just on my way over to the fairgrounds to support Matt in his emergency services meeting or demonstration that he has on at the fairgrounds. This is John over in Boyne City.
Oh, very good. Well, this is Brad way up here in the suit. So I was going to ask you what fairgrounds and where at. So it must be the Boyne City area fairgrounds.
Oh, it's the Petoskey Fairgrounds. I don't know what the name of it is. Probably Emmett County Fairgrounds is what the name of it is. Yeah, I'm almost there, so I'll talk to you later. It's nice to actually talk to somebody on the radio instead of one of these internet people from England. So, 73s to you. This is John in Boyne City, KF8GDW.
All right, sir. Well, have fun at the fair, and catch you later. 73KE8FGW. KE8FGW monitoring.
KB9NN mobile monitoring.
KBCW mobile. If there's a station trying to reply, I'm not seeing you getting in. Nothing heard. KBCW monitoring on the 19 in Petoskey.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Fox Julie Whiskey monitoring portable.
K8BCW. Yeah, you're getting in and you got good signal, but your audio is so low that I can't understand you.
Really? Okay. Oh, Mr. Bentley, how are you doing today?
Good. That you, Brad?
Yeah, that's me. Way up here. Way up here.
Okay, yeah, I missed your call sign. You're breaking up a little bit, and like I said, the audio is pretty low. So, but I'm in the car, too, and I listen to a little bit too much heavy metal in my time, so that might be me.
Oh, I think there's a issue with one of the repeaters that was faulty or something. Hard telling. So I seem to like key up on inconvenient times. So hard telling. So yeah, you're headed to the county fair. I heard Emmett has a county fair going on.
Well, now the kids all grown up, we don't have to go there anymore. So I wasn't aware that it was going on this weekend, but thanks for the warning. I shall skirt around that part of town as needed. Usually gets even crazier when Fair Week is going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know how that goes. We usually steer away from the Kinchlow area, because that's where our fair is at, down there in Kinchlow. So. But yeah, so yeah, there was a guy who said that he was headed over there to help another guy with some his booth. So, some sort of, I don't know if it was their Harry's booth or ham radio booth or what have you. So, that's what he was doing. So, I think he said his name was Matt. No, Matt and maybe a John. I don't remember. Back over to you, KE8FJW. We have you in Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah, you're coming in pretty good now, Brad, but it, like I think, like you said, there might be a squelch issue because I keep hearing some intermittent static that sounds like someone's keying up or something. So, yeah, not sure what's going on with this machine.
Yeah, for sure. So, who knows? Anywho, we'll say 7-3s are about to scoot on out for both Mona and here, and catch you later on, Bentley KE8FJW. Portable.
All right, Brad, have a good one. We will catch you later, 73s, KE8FJW.
This is K8EOD Mobile. St. Ignace. This is NAPWM. Anybody tell me if I'm making the system?
Yeah, you're loud and clear. KDYS.
All right, much appreciated. Name is Craig. Just throwing the radio in the truck. We're heading downstate here this weekend. I do appreciate the report. You have a wonderful day. 73NAPWM.
NAPWM, you got Ryan here, mobile. Indian River. No problem, anytime.
KBCW, good afternoon, Ryan. For just a short minute before I arrive at my destination, how are you, man?
We're doing all right. Just making it through the work week. Going to work a little bit tonight when I get back out of work here and do a couple things. But, yeah, everything's doing good. What do you got going on today?
Oh, just working and running around. Hey, I took a trip down to Detroit and back earlier this week, and I got to test out the 8.6. Is that it, 8.6? The Grayling repeater, anyway. Man, that thing works great.
The 8.4, yep. 8.4. Yeah, they did a good job. I don't know who all was involved in it, but it works very well, doesn't it? Yeah. Oh, how far were you able to get down 75? Did you use it down that way?
Well, I had a rental car and just an HT, so I was able to get it, let me guess, just south of Frankfurt. I'm sorry, just south of Frederick while I was heading south. And I held on to it just beyond 4 Mile Road and the split off to 127.
Okay. Well, I believe the repeater is at 4 Mile Road pretty much. That split, if you look off to the east, there's several towers up on the hill there. It's on one of those, I do believe it. So. Awesome. Yeah, it works really good. I can hear it from my house. So it's about 48 miles. From my house. I just jumped on the freeway here in southbound, so. We're at the Gaylord, that's what I'm doing.
All right, man. Hey, I just arrived at my destination, so I'll let you go and say 73. Good day. We'll catch you later, KBCW.
No problem. We're just going to be motoring on. You have a wonderful day. Do I ask more? Thank you.
Taxi.
Actually sounds like a good thing right about now. We did a little bit of grocery shopping in Gaylord, and in retrospect, we really should have stopped and grabbed a bite to eat there. And we're just coming into the Onaway area on our way up to our place in Akiak, along US 23 there. Beautiful afternoon, though. Thinking, man, nice day to be in St. Ignace. Yeah, that's one of our favorite up north towns.
Yeah, I am heading back to the truck here, so I'm going to have to join with her, but give me a call again, and have a good day. What a beautiful day. It's some pretty skinny beauty.
All right, 73, enjoy your day there. This is W2PUT Mobile.
Cade.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't quite catch you with there. This is W2PUT Mobile.
Yes. Yeah, Kilo 8, Bravo, Charlie Mike. And here's Brian. How are you doing today?
Hey, good afternoon, Brian. My name here is Dan. And we're just mobiling along here, M68 in the Onaway area. Man, gorgeous afternoon to be out and about.
Yeah, it is a beautiful day. There's no doubt there. I'm down here in Manton, I don't know, 15 minutes north of Cadillac. And, I don't know, I just turned this radio on and heard you yapping, so I figured I'd say hi.
Yeah, it's nice to have somebody hop in there. The system's been kind of quiet from what I can hear today. I mean, not that it's ever very busy, but it's definitely been a little on the quiet side today. Yeah, we have a seasonal residence up in Akiak along US 23, which is where we're going to be till at least after Labor Day. My work is remote, so I can spend time up here. I got fiber internet and get everything done that needs to be done for the most part, and not have to take PTO to be up north.
Well, that's excellent, my friend. That I bet you've earned it by now. I'm 38, so I got some working to do, but yeah, I'm a contractor, so I kind of get to make my own hours. I do a lot of vacationing or traveling, but kind of everything I want, I kind of made at home, you know? So my vacations are at home. That's cool, man. Just curious, what repeater are you coming in at? I'm on the, let's see here, looks like the Benzies. Actually, quite a ways from me. I bet you it's 40, 50 miles. So. Just curious.
You're not doing too bad in the repeater there. You're a little bit of swish here and there on you, but, you know, solid signal. I'm going into the 7-4 machine in Sheboygan County.
I'll roger that. Yep. I think I can actually get all the way, man, I can't think of the name of it. Oh, wow. I feel stupid now. Way up there at the pit there, the upper peninsula there. Oh, my gosh. Sheboygan is, oh, my goodness. I've only lived here my whole life. Anyway, yeah, way up there, another key word. I can open a repeater up there, but I can't really actually have a conversation. But yeah, I got a decent setup. Was it like an RG9 or whatever? But I don't know, it's like 17 feet tall. It does pretty decent.
Yeah, the guy that was on before, he was up in St. Ignace, so I'm pretty sure he was going in through the 531 in McMuskie. But yeah, these repeaters kind of sprinkled around. I'm not familiar with many of them. I get on this one because it's, you know, not too far from you know, our place. And you know, sometimes the Mackinac City repeater. I know there's one over at Petoskey and I think toward Charlevoix and, like I say, various places. I just don't really get over that area very often, so. I know the 7-4 and the 5-3-1.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. I can't keep track of them all, but I know I got several that are on this link system. I don't know which ones are which, but this one's pretty consistent. You're actually cutting in and out, too. I can tell you have a solid signal, so I'm guessing it's kind of a system problem. When I can hear you, it's 100%, you know, full quieting, but I wondered if you're getting the same problem I am. But either way, I can copy you, no problem. But yeah, there's a ton of repeaters in northern Michigan. Lower Michigan. I don't know about the UP, I haven't played up there, but yeah, it is fun. This one's cool. I mean, it kind of, you know, it's not like the IRA system or anything, but it's got some difference.
Yeah, I've been on the IRA system a couple of times. I had a project in Mount Pleasant that took me there a few times, and I was able to get into one of the repeaters that's close to there. But yeah, the dropout doesn't surprise me. I noticed on, not as much on you, but on the other station, that there's some packet loss on the backhaul. You know, the repeaters are tied together, you know, through All-Star. But yeah, it sounded like there was some packet loss going on there. And I do sometimes connect, you know, one of my repeaters or All-Star nodes into the system here as well via All-Star. I have a lot of various nodes and things all over the place. So I've got a couple of lower coverage repeaters on the air from Plutonic Yacht. Covers the Hammond Bay area, which isn't real big. well enough for what I need. Yeah, either tie into here or how familiar with what you know different things out there in All Star, but I also frequently connect into East Coast Reflector.
Yes, it's not a bad system. I'm not really sure how far north it goes or south, but I suppose we're doing pretty good where you're at, where I'm at. But
on the air. Alright, well, I'll let you get going. And catch up with you again some other time. Yeah, I gotta forget your call already. Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter, as long as I remember my own, right? This is WU2PUT Mobile.
Yeah, no worries, brother. I barely remember my own at times, so you have a good evening, and, well, man, it's hardly afternoon, so you have a good afternoon, and safe travels, and maybe I'll hear you out there again, but I'll say 7-3, so KBPM, I'll be clear.
Yep, that's T-Mobile, I'll be clear.
N-A-T-Z-T.
K-E-8-F-G-W, monitoring.
M1-W-G-F, K-L-P-W-W, portable. You around, Pep? Afternoon. Well, we finally got done in Sheboygan, back on Pablo, just putting stuff away here at the airport. A couple adult beverages met us, and we'll be there in a little bit.
I'll
be back. See you in about 20 or so. KFWW. See you later. 73.